Here the Eagles sit at 0-2, and here we sit, Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, with the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, and the New York Jets wait on Sunday, and it won't be easy up at MetLife Stadium. Merrill, give us some hope.
Well, I think the Eagles are a team that has not shown its true colors yet, other than the fact that we know they're midnight green. But they look nothing.
They haven't shown them either. It's been white on white.
Well, it has been white on white. There's some the helmets. but you know, we watched this team this summer, and I know that you get excited about a game like we saw in Green Bay, and then you come down to earth and you say, well, there's no game planning involved by the Packers defense, and it's not a regular season game. But you still see certain things. You see what Bradford can be in a game like that. You see what the running backs can be in a game like that. You see Matthews, and you see Aguilar, and the things that they can contribute. And then the season starts, and other than that second half in Atlanta where the offense came to life, it has been dismal. And I say to myself, this cannot be the team that people nationally were projected not only to be a playoff contender, but to be a Super Bowl contender. So I want to wait and see before I say, boy, the Eagles are in deep trouble.
Well, how long do you wait? Is this the game? Is this the game? Is this the litmus test?
Oh, you know, my theory is always there's no such thing as a must game in September. But I might have been wrong. This is a must game for this team. I know all the statistics about if you're 0-2, how few, 24% of the teams go to the playoffs and 76% don't. Something like that. I know all those stats. But throw them out the window. We've seen an Eagles team in 2003 open Lincoln Financial Field with a resounding thud and lose the following week to New England and go on to the NFC Championship game that year. So we don't. I forget the statistics. It's how the team
looks.
But you're
saying game three.
But I'm saying this week, this is a key game. This is a key game. They have to show that they can beat a New York Jets team that, less than a month ago looked perplexed and
quarterback
confused
on the ground with a broken jaw and what's going to go on there with the new head coach.
Look, we can talk about the Jets defense. They're very good. They manhandled Andrew Luck last Monday night. But the Jets offense, they're run by Ryan Fitzpatrick, who looks like he should be back at Harvard teaching philosophy with that bushy beard and that big mustache. He looks nothing like a quarterback. And for that matter, he does not have starting quarterback skills. He is a journeyman quarterback. He can manage a game. Jets offensive line is pretty good. But look at their receivers.
Decker's out.
Owusu's out. You have Brandon
Marshall.
We don't know
for sure about Decker. And Brandon Marshall can play.
I thought that Decker was out.
But it's unlikely that he would play. But it's very questionable at this point.
Okay, basically you have Brandon Marshall, who's a tough receiver. And Quincy Enunwa, who wears number 81. And they don't scare you. They're tight end. You have Cumberland, who's a blocking tight end. And you have their other guy, Davis. He's pretty good. But he's not it's not like looking at, there's
Chris
no
Ivory
Jason.
Runs the football.
And Chris Ivory's okay. He's a good back. He's a solid back.
Right.
You have Bilal Powell, who's kind of a utility man. But their offense does not scare you. And this defense took a step forward last week against the Cowboys. They played better. And I think they're capable of keeping the Jets off the scoreboard. I mean, not totally off the scoreboard, but I think they can keep the Jets to fewer than 20 points. I think they can keep them 17 or less.
The question is, do the Eagles score 18 or more against the Jets defense? Now, we've seen this Eagles offense. We've touched on it. We all have our theories, and there's probably a collection of ideas that you mix them together, and that's the reason why. What do the Eagles do here, Merrill? Do you anticipate significant changes that we would notice when we're watching the game? Do you think it's going to be it's just going to come down to execution? I mean, what do you expect here?
I'm a big believer in execution. I believe that the good teams can take any system and run it as long as they have the best personnel, as long as they have superior personnel. And I still think that we have not seen the real Sam Bradford yet. We haven't seen DeMarco Murray, even if he doesn't play this week. Ryan Matthews is certainly a number one back. We know what Darren Sproles can be like. We know that Zach Ertz can get open. We know that Brent Celek is still a solid.
You're talking about all the perimeters.
Yeah, there are.
Without the interior, you don't have the perimeter.
Well, but I'm talking about the offensive line, too, of course. And I'm talking about the guys like Ryan Matthews, who ought to be able to get up the middle, ought to be able to slash for 4 yards or 5 yards. I just, you know, I used to believe, and I still do, that teams today play so little, starters play so little in the preseason that what we watch in September is what used to be the preseason.
Yeah.
It's not only here, but it's throughout the league, flag after flag after flag. It's not that, you know, some of the calls are borderline,
true,
Dave,
true,
but most of them are warranted, and they're because the players are sloppy. They're not in sync. They're not ready for the start of the season. The product in September throughout the National Football League is at a much lower level than it will be in a month or two from now. And I think the Eagles are part of that. And I'm hoping that what we've seen in weeks one and two is just an aberration, not what this team is all about.
Well, we agree. We're on the same page. Go out and get a win on Sunday and have some fun up in the broadcast booth.
We'll have a lot of fun. Yeah. Well, we didn't have fun at the broadcast booth against Dallas. But hopefully we're in a great stadium. I'm kind of glad they're away from home this week. Take a little pressure off. You don't need to hear that reaction right away. And I think our fans are great. But I think that maybe it's not a bad idea to be on the road, beat the Jets. Beat the Jets. Then go to Washington and annihilate those guys and come home against the Saints, and they will be welcomed with open arms, and things will be back on track. At least that's what I'm hoping for.
That is the blueprint. Merrill Reese, thanks for joining us in studio here on Philadelphia Eagles 101.5.